Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I'm so happy about today's episode because one of the reasons why we decided to put this specific episode on was because obviously I've been in the game a long time. And one of the things that have stood out and has always been consistent is my supporters. Even when I've done rubbish, you still love me. When I was still doing nonsense, you still adore me. You still love me, you still, you know, it's a very surreal feeling. So we decided that we would bring our supporters onto the show because, like, duh, we have to. So please help me clap for our wonderful guest, Beatrice. I'm so happy you're here, and you're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
So I need to know all the tea. Like,
what do you want to know?
Okay, so we know your name is Beatrice.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
And what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
I love this. Yeah. I was hearing a little bit of the chit chat in the back with the producers about it. I was wondering. Okay. So tell me what that consists of. Love a nurse.
I do quite a few different things.
Okay.
So I'm trained to be an ITU nurse. So I work in critical care.
Okay.
But I also do repatriation nursing.
Okay.
So I get to travel to different countries.
Okay.
Go pick people up.
Ooh.
Travel business.
Okay. I love that. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, so I get to meet people along the way. Mm-hmm. I've been to at least 10 or more different countries.
I can imagine.
This year, so it's been really good.
That's nice.
But yeah.
Question. Mm. So tell me, when you've seen me, tell me what your earliest memory is, like when you've seen a video of mine, or if you can encounter one that sort of like stood out, that this girl, she's crazy. Or like something that just stood out. Do you remember any of them? Or any, it could even be current.
Oh, the one about men that have nothing to offer.
Okay. That one stood out.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I've been through something.
You've been through something.
Oh.
I hope you're going to share something. It doesn't have to be all. Listen, I'm not here. I don't disgrace my girls.
I don't protect no useless man.
Good. Expose them black and blue. Another thing is, I heard your friends were the ones that were like, you should come on the show because we're similar as people. I've noticed though, like a lot of my supporters are really. In fact, I feel like you guys are worse than me.
A lot of the information that like the videos used to do about men, I used to be like, is this how they really are?
Until
and
it
I
got
saw
you.
Some shaggy. They told us we didn't hear. I did not listen.
There's some big shiggies that they be giving, boy.
Oh,
I can't
my
lie.
Gosh. It's even worse in experience than it is
so
when you say it.
Can you tell me one? Are you Yoruba? Are you Nigerian?
I'm Nigerian.
Where
I'm
you
not
from?
Yoruba, I'm Igbo, but I lived in Lagos for a few years, so I have a lot
what,
of
tell
Yoruba.
Me about Igbo men, because listen, you know, they usually fancy me. Igbo men usually fancy me.
They do fancy Yoruba ladies.
They do,
they
but
do.
They, when it comes to everything else, they can be stingy. They're not, shut the... I see somebody's mouth widening there in the back. They're very stingy.
Some can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Majority are like, are yours?
To be fair, the people Igbo. That I've dated have been Igbo. And
you see?
I would say 70% were stingy.
You see?
Yeah. Majority
so I'm
stingy.
Right.
Yeah, you're correct.
Thank you very much.
You're correct. I would say when it comes to money, the men that have given me money the most are Yoruba men, actually.
Mm.
And I was not dating any of them.
Have you dated a Nigerian?
Yeah, they've all my exes, unfortunately, been Nigerian.
Have they done anything that makes sense? What's the difference?
I've not dated another race to compare.
Okay, so just strictly Nigerian.
Yeah, but
so
that wasn't intentional.
Do you think you get married to a Nigerian?
If I choose to, yeah, probably.
What do you mean if you choose it? Is that your direction?
I'm single by choice.
I'm crying. Okay. On here it says something. You say you do nursing escorting.
Yeah, that's the repatriation, so yeah.
Okay, so that means they fly you out to go and get patients or to nurse them while they're, ooh.
So basically...
Is it male? Like, are they male?
You know what? There's male and female, but they're always older people. They're too old for anything to happen. So, yeah.
Okay, so you don't like older men?
No, please.
What kind of age is it though?
They're like 70s upwards. People that are about 70. Yeah.
No, that's actually, they're on their last leg.
They are. They don't even have leg. So, I don't...
Screaming. Wow.
But if I've learned something, buy travel insurance. If you have parents that are old, tell them to buy travel insurance.
Oh my days.
That's what pays for it.
Finish it. Because, if anything happens.
Yeah, that's what pays for what I do.
They pay for it. Oh, wow.
So they'll tell their travel insurance that maybe they've broken their leg and then they can't get home. So they'll send a nurse to escort them.
They'll call Nurse Beatrice.
Yeah, that's me.
For assistance.
Of course. Oh!
Yeah. I love it. Do you get any clients of color?
I've only had one.
So it's only on you, but can you see?
Yeah,
black people don't get travel insurance.
Exactly.
Are they okay?
They think that they are Jesus. They are
buy travel insurance. I always get travel insurance.
I started it. When I started this job, I did. Before, I didn't.
Why is that? Why do you think
I didn't see the need. Why would I be injured? You don't know everybody on holiday.
Can happen.
I know
there
that now.
Time I went to Bali one time and I fell off a, what's that thing?
Oh, the
quad bike.
ATVs, yeah.
This day, I still have anxiety because I can still see myself flying through the air.
Jesus, it's not.
I was trying to press the stop, but it was going go.
Oh.
It was going on go, and I fell into like a rice field of water.
Oh, hell no.
And yeah, I needed stitches. I needed that from
stitches.
That day. Yeah.
Did you have to pay out of pocket?
I had to pay out of pocket, yeah.
Jesus.
Because I didn't have travel insurance. So I needed stitches. It was terrible.
That's horrible.
I will never go on a quad back again in my life.
I don't think I'll get on.
But
now
I was still enjoying it though. I still enjoyed the trip. The trip, Bali was sweet. Okay, so ever dated anyone at work? And what are your thoughts about work or boyfriends or work doing?
I haven't dated anyone at work. I've been on one day with someone that I worked with. He was a doctor.
What made you do that?
He was
a doctor.
He was a doctor. He was good looking. He was Asian. I said, let me try a different spice. said, these Nigerian men were not forthcoming.
Oh my God.
It was one date. Yeah.
He didn't
got
do
there
anything.
And he was boring. He was talking the entire time. I was
I
just looking at him
Nigerian,
like this.
And I feel like we like to believe that we can expand our dating.
Yeah.
But I really feel like when I search myself, I feel like can't Nigerians are just supposed to be with Nigerians.
Yeah. Well, all rounders.
You see me though, I was just saying previously that Nigerian men, they don't actually approach me. It's all the Jamaicans, they love me. Oh, I love you too. Caribbean, they fucking love me. I fucking love you, die. They love me. They think I'm cute. Igbo men. If you're Nigerian, it's always Igbo men. It's not never the like Yoruba.
Hey, though, that's weird.
Because we'll break ourselves. Ugh. We'll beat ourselves. I'll break
your
head.
True. They come with the same vein that you're coming with. They're like, we can't do this one.
Of course they will. They have to go and find someone who don't have the same...
Yeah, true. True.
Engine. Like me. Thoughts on men currently. Thoughts on the dating pool currently.
Hello,
yeah, but your thoughts on the dating, like on dating... Like right now, what is that looking like, the dating pool?
Do you
go on any like apps and stuff?
I lost like 72 hours and I delete it. Because you get like a flood of messages.
It's sick.
And then the ones that you talk to, they're like, oh, I came for masters. I'm like, oh, cool, please.
Oh my God.
Why are the people that live here? The people that live here are never on that app.
Have you dated from Nigeria as well? Have you dated anyone in Nigeria?
No. Someone that lives there.
Yeah.
I did.
You do look like...
Talking stage.
To me,
only.
You look like Kukwaja, the correct...
Talking stage.
Swear down.
No, Kukwaja, please. No.
the lies were too much.
The lies were too strong.
Too much.
I swear to God, the last guy I dated in Lagos, I ran out of that country. I've never been back.
I swear to you.
Everyone's always like, Grace, God, when are you coming back to Nigeria? I said,
I don't think you know. I don't think
those girls in Nigeria, you guys are warriors. They're strong. They're so strong.
God's strongest
soldier. Mm-mm. We don't have it in this country.
I said, we've only been speaking for a few weeks. I'm going to come to London on Easter. You should buy this dress. We're going to this place.
Okay.
We are in December. I've not seen a hair.
Because the lie is too strong.
Too much.
I don't know, man. Nigerians are scary. No. I love them, though. Because you know one thing I like is the banter. There's the banter of Nigerian men is very... It's not common.
No, it's not.
Like, we see ourselves, I'm more aware.
And they can tell when we're all giving each other just juice. They know. We'll just keep going. Since we're all mad.
They know. They actually know that we're all just playing games.
Yeah, they know that they will continue.
I was saying that, but are you not tired? I'm tired, you know. Wouldn't it be nice to date someone and just be yourself?
I tried that and they said I'm too strict. I said,
in general?
Yeah. The last talking stage ended October. He said you're too strict, but you sound like you're nice. You act like you're nice, but you're actually strict.
Strict in what? What was he saying?
Like you would say something that you don't like or you don't want, but I'll say it with a smile because I'm trying to be nice. And they'll think I'm joking, but then it will materialize. And they'll say,
I feel like us Nigerian girls, we're not as soft as we think.
I think so. I concur.
And we're not as soft as we think.
You sound so soft and easygoing. I said, I am. He said, no. You're very strict. I said, that's good. Behave yourself.
Yeah, I feel like that's Nigerian girls
as well. You have to be, though, because they'll take you for a ride.
I tell you what makes me excited. If I say, shut up, you say, shut up.
Exactly.
I say, close your mouth. You say, fucking close your mouth.
They will tell me you're disrespectful.
They'll say, I don't get it. I feel like, what is that? What would we call that? It's insults. Insults.
Insulted love.
With love.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, look at your head.
And you tell me, yeah, I know it's big.
Your own is big. Like, why do you not get that?
No, they'll be like, you're being disrespectful. Why are you talking to me like that?
I like to abuse. I like to abuse you every now and again.
You have to be able to be on that wavelength.
Yeah, that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong.
The breastplate of Christ.
You understand?
Chest it.
I like you. Okay, so what's been your longest relationship and how and why did it end? Give us the tea. What's up?
My longest relationship was 6 years. It ended last year.
Okay, that's not long ago.
Yeah.
Six years is a long time.
Yeah, I ended it on April Fool's and I didn't realize it was April Fool's. And then he was like, is this April Fool's? And
Because
I sent him a text at like 3 a.m. because I was in Nigeria for my dad's birthday at the time. And I was like, I can't leave this country in a relationship. I need to be single. And I was leaving in 2 days. So I sent the message and he was like, is this April Fool's? And I looked at the date and I was like, shit, it's April 1st.
Yeah, but how come you...
I just couldn't.
When you're dating someone for 6 years and you wake up one day and you rise up and you say, I don't want you again.
Yeah.
How does it get to that point? What is lacking there?
You keep repeating yourself about the same issues over and over again and there's no change. Mm. And they're so comfortable that they think that, it's been going on for so long, so you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So they just keep doing what they're doing. And I'm like, okay, something needs to change.
I'm going
to
bounce and get the fuck soon.
And when I went to Nigeria, I have 8 brothers and half of them are married and I see how they treat their wives. I'm like, I can't take this shit no more.
Honestly.
No. They treat their wives like queens. I'll be talking to them. I'm like, no, let me go and ask my wife first.
Do you understand?
I'm like, this fool.
Before you breathe.
I'm talking to.
He can't even do... No. The bare minimum.
So I said, no, I'm not, I'm ending this.
I hear it, sis. Yeah. I hear it. What's a reason you stayed longer in a situation? Aha, we've just come on the topic.
Oh, God.
What's a reason you stayed longer in a relationship than you should have?
Oh,
like, what's your reason? Mind you, you know you can ask me questions as well. Feel free.
I will.
Yeah?
Don't worry.
This is a two-way
conversation.
Yeah.
I think just the fear of not being alone, I'd say. Not finding out. I don't really want to be with anyone else, please. But just the fear of being by yourself. You don't know what that's like, especially with the person I'd been with. Because
I've only been in 3 relationships and I've ended every single one. But the other ones didn't last. The other ones didn't last this long. So after being so long, you get comfortable. So I'm like, I don't know what it's going to be like being on my own. So I was just scared of how life would be without having someone to be with. So I was just like, yeah, I wasn't sure.
I hear that. I mean, I'm not the same. Me, I can see my life without you. Yeah. I really can't.
You've never stayed longer than you should have?
No.
Oh, really?
Because I love me more than you.
That's me now.
And when you get to that point and you're like, actually,
this is L.
I like you, but I love me more than you.
Yeah.
It's very easy to throw things away.
True.
That's why I'm a sergeant in that. Because if you don't love yourself, that's where it starts from, I think. It all starts from how you feel about yourself.
Mm.
So if you feel strongly about who you are, what kind of woman you are, you know, your morals, what you won't tolerate. Because I also feel like there's an element of tolerance.
Mm.
And I think really and truly, it's about how much you're willing to tolerate.
True. How much you're willing to take. Yeah, yeah.
And me, I don't have the patience. I don't. So that's why for some, maybe they think, oh, Grace is... Why did she just...
Yeah,
but I find it easy because every day I look to the mirror, I look at myself, I say, fuck, you beautiful queen, you damsel. Which it
can't
just
can this.
It's not possible. Yeah. It's not possible. So
okay.
I would hope and love my girls to feel the same way about themselves.
Now I do.
Yeah, like, you should.
Talking stage, 3-4 weeks, bye. Sorry.
Who's got time to be talking?
Because what are you doing?
Because you know what? I feel like I'm over 30. So for me, I just don't have the time.
Same.
I don't have the time. Like before, I could sit down and say, oh, you know, we're 21 and 22 doing loving.
LOL.
But now, like, I just feel like having someone longer than they need to be there when it's not going to work
is a waste of time. True.
It's a waste of... And energy as well. You got to realize people love the energy. People love to be around me.
See,
so if you're giving too much
chance,
you're
stay.
Literally draining your energy.
Stay and take it. Yeah,
it's not. There's no need for it.
Are you single?
I'm single. Yeah.
Are you actively dating?
I am.
Is the dating pool L? I heard that dating in London is. Yeah. Or are you dating outside London? Outside England.
I have some in different places.
Okay.
You have to spread your
Everybody
wing.
In London knows and has combobulated there too much.
Yeah, I definitely spread my... I'm different now. I'm very different. I spread my wing. Mm. I'm open.
Oh, good.
Right? Which is
Are
good.
You guys, yeah.
I'm open, but I don't tolerate rubbish. So I have a...
As you shouldn't.
Yeah. I have a standard. I have a label.
Yeah. You have to maintain it.
Okay. So what is a red flag you shouldn't find attractive, but you do? I like this question.
Oh.
So what is a red flag that you find attractive that you think is... Actually, that is a red flag, but I'm still looking in that direction. I'm not saying you have to act on it.
Yeah.
But a red flag that you kind of think that's kind of nice, even though it shouldn't be.
I can't think of one. Do you have one?
A red flag that I think is kind of nice. I mean, I like British boys. I can't lie.
As in,
I like
Caucasian?
British boys. No, as okay. British boys, as in
London,
like the London.
South, with the
sometimes
accent,
when I have a conversation with a real British boy. I mean, when we're having conversation, you could be like hood from the roads.
Oh.
But I could still find that conversation very attractive.
Interesting.
So.
But would you go any further with it? Or you just...
I don't know. It's never gone that far. But like, I like the whole British, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's
the
going
slang
on,
in there.
You're sexy. Like, I love a British. No.
I've never encountered someone
I love
like
it.
That.
I love it. So they could even be like hood. I've had one that was kind of like that, but and it ended in disaster. it definitely top three the worst, but it was the most exciting.
Oh
yeah, very
unpredictable.
Because I'm very like I'm like a classy babe. So sometimes I like the rough. Yeah, you misbehave. Yeah, you misbehave. You know, maybe they arrested your enemy.
Arrest.
Yeah, that was me once upon a time. I found it to be quite sexy, okay, actually.
You said once upon a time.
It was once okay. upon a time. Please, I'm not a grown up.
Accomplice.
They cannot accomplice me. I will tell them he's there. His number is 07. Come and see his picture. No, I'm not that type. I'm not ride and die.
No.
Are you a ride and die?
I used to be, but not anymore.
Hey, I've never been a ride and not die. You know, I will fucking snitch on your... I'm not a ride and die.
Not anymore.
Because you will die. No. If you want to ride and die for anyone, you will die. In the last, you will die.
You have to.
So I've never been the type. I can like you in a moment, but yeah, I can throw you away.
Oh, that's good. Well.
So that's good. I have a limit.
People don't need deserve too many chances.
Honestly, is it okay to cheat if you have been emotionally neglected for years? That's a good question.
No, just leave.
Just leave.
Just go. What's the cheating going to do? Bring the emotion back? It's not going to bring it. It's not going to make your relationship
okay,
better.
Okay, let's try and form
a scenario.
So there's this babe. She has maybe she's got like 3 children. Babe, I'm sorry to say you have like 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got married. And then after let's say like 3 years, your man start neglecting you. You're nowhere to be found. You guys don't go out no more. You're not feeling yourself no more. And then your friend comes by and you now start expressing, you know, how your thoughts are. We're going to tell her. Will you tell her that leave or will you say enjoy your life?
And she's the one, the friend has the kids. The one that isn't...
She has the kids and her man is neglecting her now. So what would you advise her?
I still tell her to leave.
You tell her to go.
I'm okay with economy is hard.
It's crazy.
Economy is hard. If she's financially able to support herself and her children,
she should go.
Then she should go. If she cannot, I think you should give a pre-warning to the man and say.
And what's that pre-warning?
Other people are giving me or willing to give me what you cannot. I'm going to take it if you don't behave.
Okay.
If he's still nonchalant, baby, enjoy your life. Because these men will do what they want. If he's not giving you that emotional support, he's giving it to somebody else.
He's giving it to someone else.
Somebody else's. So
chopping all the goodies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you give a pre-warning and he's like, yeah, whatever, then girl, live your life.
I agree, actually.
Because
I don't believe in cheating. But I'm sorry to say.
In this situation, you will have to.
Right,
you were given no choice.
Listen, I don't believe in cheating, but I think, listen, after 3 children, you just, it's like, where are you going? Like,
that's
you
what
can't
I'm saying.
Just,
unless you've got support and financial independence, you are stuck there. So you have to do what makes you happy.
I do feel like I like the pre-warning. Yeah. I will warn you once.
I'm going to be, people are out there, they're willing. And you're not. So
even if it's not true, by the way, you can say
no,
that.
No, yeah, for sure.
I agree. So yeah, I agree with you.
Definitely.
Is it... Oh, another cheating question. Is it cheating if you never get caught? That's a sizzler. That's a sizzler. If you never get caught. You know, this one pisses me off.
It's not cheating to the other person, but it's cheating to
you. Do you know why this pisses me off? Because it was only until I got a bit older that I thought, you know what? Because a lot of my peers, they had been cheated on. And I realized that I had not been cheated on at that point. I'd never been cheated on. And I started there like, have you looked at the people like you've actually dated? Like, how have you looked through their phone? Have you done? And I used to be like, no. So I think people have cheated on me.
But I just didn't
know. And for that, you're a bitch. God will punish you.
10 times.
God will deal with you. You need to be delivered.
From.
Because I feel like that is quite, it pains me till now because I actually think it's true. When I was younger, I don't think I deeped it.
True.
But.
No, I think I was, I It was definitely, I didn't know it was called cheating at the time.
What did you think it was?
That he was just dating more than one person, even though we were in a relationship. Because I was young. I think my first relationship, I was 18.
But he told you about his, he told you about 30. It. Hmm? He told you about it. You, sorry, you was what?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me? You was how old? 13.
I was 18 and he was 30, going on 31.
Do you see things like that? Things like that.
Yeah.
And I,
till today, I don't know if I was the side or the mean. I do not know. I did not collect closure. I left it for him. I just said, you know what?
It was his defer side.
Yeah.
Because what, 18.
Yeah. He was doing, what was he doing? I caught him on his laptop, pictures with this older lady that was overweight. And I said, who the hell this?
Not overweight.
And then he said, oh, he's trying to pay her to get American visa, a passport.
Where was he from? Nigeria?
He was Nigerian. He was his name is useless.
Of course he's Nigerian.
And then the second time I caught him, he said he was going on a business trip. On his laptop, I saw pictures with him and with this girl in a pool. I said, is this part of the trip? He said, oh, it's an old friend.
Lie.
I was just by the pool and she was there.
Lies. The lies are crazy there.
He married this girl, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yes, and they have children.
Congratulations. I am aware.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Foolishness.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have a really interesting job. You get to escort, as a nurse. So is there any, stories you'd like to tell me? I'd love to know. It just sounds like an intriguing job.
It is. It's more sad than funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Some of the patients are... God. Some of them are tricky and some of them, their partners are hell.
Have you been called to encounter racism with that role? Because you're like,
enough,
you don't have...
No, I haven't.
No.
Not with the patients anyway.
Okay.
With the some of the airline stuff, yes, you bitches. On Qatar. Let me catch you people. But yeah, because I'm in business, you can't do anything. Let me catch you people.
Oh my gosh.
They'll just be like, they'll be serving food and they'll just be like, oh yeah. After everyone else finished eating.
Ignore you.
They'll be ignore me and they'll be like, oh, you weren't in your seat. But the patient is beside me. You saw me standing with the patient. Like I'm sorting them out. I'm feeding them on the plane. Obviously, I'm not going
to
be in my seat.
You literally have to escort them the whole journey.
Yeah, the whole journey. That's why they get... So the business class is for the patient, not for me. Mm. I'm just enjoying the...
You're just
benefits.
Enjoying the view.
Yeah, I'm just sipping the cocktail.
The cocktail.
So taking them to the toilet. If they have a catheter, I have to empty that. I have to feed them if they can't feed themselves. So I'm busy. And then you tell me, oh, yeah, you weren't in your seat. But I was in the seat right beside...
Crazy.
You're not blind. And they'll be like, oh, maybe we're about to land and the patient doesn't want to eat. And they'll be like, oh, we can't give them food because we're about to land. What do you mean you can't give them food?
The guy is literally...
We pay the extra to get the service when we want it.
Exactly.
And some of them are quite nice and some of them are just rude. And I'm like, why are you being rude? What is this for? It's not necessary. And I don't give it back because I don't have your time. That's your business.
Exactly.
Before they were spitting the food.
Oh my God, it's true. I'm actually the same,
I don't give it back. I'll just be like, it's okay.
I'm actually the same. I really don't give back the energy that...
Especially if you're giving me food or drink. So you spit inside
the back. So you can't spit inside it.
No, don't worry.
I'll just put juice, jazz.
Yeah, I'll just be like, or sometimes I'll be like, don't even bring it again. It's okay, give me water. Give me a drink. I don't trust you not to do anything.
Oh my God.
I have a question. If you had... There was a celebrity, one celebrity, whose relationship tea you'd like to get. Who would it be?
Relationship tea?
Mm-hmm. You know all these people that they never like to say what's going on?
That's a very good question. There's one that came straight to mind, which is really odd. It was Stormzy and Maya Jama.
Interesting.
And I don't know why that popped into my head. I feel like I want to be a fly on that fucking wall. I just want to sit down there and see.
Just be what's going
on. How are they hugging? How are they romancing? You know, they just look so, they're so fine. Yeah. Both of them are so fine.
They are.
I want to know what they are doing there.
Yeah.
What do you guys
and
talk
what
about?
What did you didn't do?
Why did he break up? I'm nosy as fuck. I want to know what the fuck went on there. And I hate that. You guys would bring out your relationship. Everyone starts following it. Yeah. Then when you guys break up, we can't ask any questions.
You come outside.
I want to see.
Tell us. Yeah.
I would watch it.
Hope they're watching. Maybe they will.
I would watch it. I would watch it. I would watch it. So yeah, I'd like to know maybe that. Mm. Is there any other? Oh, I would love to have seen Biggie and Faith.
So random.
Biggie and Faith Evans. And what else is coming to mind? I would love to see what kind of convo that would have been as well. Biggie and Faith Evans. And then maybe, who else could I think of? I would love to know their tea. Yeah, I would love to know Biggie's tea. I would love to know his tea, his business. I think that's all that's coming to mind. Who do you think of straight away?
I want to know what goes on inside the house of Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
To know what's going on there.
It only comes out in her music. I want to know what happens in the house. Does she like
break stuff? I think what I would like to know is... I would like to know...
What's her reaction?
Like, what happened in that elevator when they started slapping... Solange started slapping Jay-Z. Like, what could have happened, Gogon? That's true. I like that angle.
I want to know. I know they're still together, but... How did you go about it? How did you confront? Like, I want to know.
That slap was very...
Because they're probably sleeping in a separate bedroom and we don't know.
You know.
We don't know.
But then they come out in appearances and hold hands.
They have to. They have deals that they're...
I'm not strong like that, you know. I'm not going to lie. I'm not strong like that. But it depends if... Hey, that's true. The money. If the money will help me to hold your hands...
We'll hold it tight.
The money will help me. I'll hold it like this. Because I'm stubborn.
And I want to know what the therapists are saying to these celebrity couples. What do you say to these people?
I would love to be a therapist that knew celebrities' business.
I want to know their tea. Like, what do you say to these people? Are they actually together?
I like gossips. I like gossips.
I want to know.
But, and I'm not, you see, I'm a good therapist. I could actually be a good therapist. I'm not a snitch either. I will not tell your business. I'm like Bob Risky. I can know all your business and never tell anyone. So,
yeah.
Me, I just wanted to add, question.
The tell person me. I went on a date with that was Asian. The reason.
No, go back to me.
No, I have
just
to say
make
this,
sure.
To clear the air.
Oh, yeah, clays.
The reason, not only was he talking the entire time, I said, okay, maybe kissing Asian men would be different. Okay? So, we leaned in, right? He leaned in first. I said, okay.
Oh my gosh, you have to continue this.
And I said, dear God, should I keep my eyes open before they will bite me? But I said, no, it's okay. I closed my eyes. And what I saw there. I think doing mouth-to-mouth CPR would have been better.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because the saliva.
No.
Oh. I've never experienced such a thing in my
life. I just
feel
like you can't be a grown man and don't know how to kiss.
No, he did not know. All I felt was saliva coming down my throat. Was not mine.
What kind of Asian boy was this, by the way? Was it giving Asian, but like you're still giving black people swag? Or is it that you're giving more of the Oyinbo side?
It's the Oyinbo side.
Oh, no.
But he was tall. He was fine. Was a doctor. I thought he had sense, you know. So I thought maybe you have dated around and you can keep. No. The saliva was not mine. It was going down. After the first, I pulled back. He said, what's wrong? I said, nothing.
I need a drink of water.
After I swallowed that drink, I picked up called my sister. I said,
I've never kissed anyone outside of my race.
My first kiss was a Turkish boy when I was in primary school. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine wasn't. I've never actually been. Not that there's some guys I've seen that they're attractive, but I don't think they've had the confidence to approach me to actually express that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've just never ended up being with anyone outside of my race, because all the ones that are my race are actually confident.
Ah, do you like men that, when men are not confident enough to
I can appreciate
you?
A good looking, mine is energy. If I feel your energy and it's right.
Have you ever approached a man?
I have now, like in my adult ages.
How did you find it? Did it go well?
Good. I like approaching men because if I don't approach them, they'll just stand there looking.
And be staring at you.
So sometimes I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Was it a great day?
And then is the convo good after that?
The convo is always good. Come on, it's me.
Okay. No, I mean them. You know, some people are just boring. Like no matter what you do, they just...
Yeah, that you walk away. But normally, if you approach a guy and you say hello, they'll be like, hello.
Ah,
do you understand? Just
the initial,
yeah. Sometimes it's just this. They're a bit, you know, can be a bit scared to
What's
approach.
The worst date you've been on, like worst dating experience.
I've been okay. I've said this story before. I've been on a date and I left the date. Yeah. I said I'm going to the bathroom, and I didn't go back
in London.
Yeah, it was a nice restaurant as well as I think it was Nobu.
What did he do?
Babes, I just wasn't feeling it halfway through.
Oh.
Yeah. I just wasn't feeling it.
Just sit out until
No. I just went to the toilet and didn't go back.
Oh, wow. So you didn't do anything specific?
I don't think he did. I just wasn't feeling it. Wow. But the thing is with me, like sometimes it could just be maybe the things you said. I'm very petty as well. Was very petty. Listen, I'm changing. I was very petty where like, you might say so. Maybe the way you are eating is an ick for me.
Yeah, true. If you chew loudly,
I also don't like people putting their hand in my food.
Yeah, that's if you're not my friend, like, don't do that.
I just
Like,
it could have been. It was years ago, so I don't really know exactly what. But it could, knowing me, it's probably something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like not you put your hand in my food.
Some bad character.
You took a drink out of my drink.
I know, eh?
You took yeah,
people
like
do
you
that.
Yes.
No.
Yes, please. They do.
A man.
They do, yeah. There was another date as well where I went out on a date and the guy didn't order anything for himself, right? Which was like,
okay.
He allowed me to order what I wanted to order. And then when my food came out, what do you think he did?
He tried to eat from your food.
Of course.
If you couldn't afford a date, why invite me?
Out of my food. And he's talking, as he's talking, he's eating. And he's like, oh, this is nice. Excuse me.
Order, like, what?
You're
like,
chewing my food.
No.
He didn't have money to.
Why invite me out if you don't have the money? Borrow from your boss. Like, what's going on here?
Or maybe he was watching it just in case he doesn't surpass the. So he was eating my food. He was eating my
that's
food
bad.
Until everything finished. Then when it got to dessert too,
he put his spoon
the
there.
Dessert, everything.
You waited till the end.
I was still there. I
no,
sat
I would
there.
Have said, take you, I think you need
he
to eat
everything.
This, and I would have gone. Just, I think you need the food.
Yeah, so
I
I've had some shambolic dates.
That's crazy.
But now I'm, obviously, that was before the one that I did where I walked out. So as I go on these dates, I evolve as a person.
True. You have to.
So the first one I sat down for
rubbish.
It.
Yeah.
The second one,
you left halfway.
Thank
the other
you.
One, you might not even get to the establishment. Yeah.
I love Korean
it.
Babe.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think I went on one day and he paid for the dinner and then there was like creams across the road and he was like, oh, we should get dessert there. And I said, okay, fine. But then he was like, oh, you should get that because I got dinner.
That's disgusting.
I said,
guys, can
what?
We stop doing that? Can we fucking
what?
Stop doing that? It's just so shambolic.
First time last lorry man, he was trying to kiss
creams
to my car.
You can't
said,
pay for £10 ice cream.
I swear to God,
no, I can't stand it. This is a no. I
and
can't.
You still wanted to kiss? I said
they want a kiss after that.
I said you better get that hug and get out of here. What do you mean?
You want a kiss after not being able to pay for cream? That's terrible.
And then he'll be messaging me. Oh, I've not seen you since. I said, and you will not see me.
It's the thing is, that is such a small situation,
and
right?
It's our first day. Why
but it's
you...
the fact that you've done that. Like, it shows more of, like, your
yeah.
character for me.
For a first date as well.
That's
no.
crazy.
Not third, fourth.
I said, I paid for dinner. You should pay for creams. I hate when people say that. It's.
And he didn't tell me to at the point of paying.
So...
So this was not a pre-arrangement because I would have gone to my car. So my car was just there.
So you got to the till.
We got to the till and he was like, yeah, you should get that. And obviously the person's looking at me. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at him. And he's just stood there, hands in his pocket. So I paid. I said, it's cool. Like, I'm not broke, but this is not happening again. Because what are we doing here? You
That's
suggested desserts, not me. I would have gone
I've
to my house.
I've never seen any of these. How? But what is the current, like you're currently are you still seeing these types of people?
This was last year.
Oh, that was not far away.
Let's talk about 3 months ago.
Go on. Lay it out. Lay it out.
We happened to, this person never actually planned a first date. So we just happened to be working in Central at the same time. And he was like, oh, I'm going to come to your workplace and I'll take you to eat. And I was like, okay, cool. Went to a nice restaurant. They take your code, they take your bag and put it somewhere. Very nice place. I said, okay. We sat down, we ordered, we finished eating. So we're walking on Oxford Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the nighttime. And he's like, I was like, oh, let's just go for a walk. Because I was just like, after eating, I need to, this energy needs to dissipate somewhere. So he's like, oh, we should go back to mine. I said, to do what? And he was like, oh, I just want to spend more time with you. I said, from the time that work ended, so we finished this food, it's almost 4 hours. It's not enough. He said, no, I just want to spend more time with you. We should go to mine. I said, oh, uncle, it's
spending
not
more
happen.
Time to do what? To be pinching bearing the, in mind, to be pinching the breast.
Thank you. We've only been talking for like 4 weeks at this point. I said, I cannot come to your house. He now said, okay, if you're not comfortable with my place, let's go to a hotel. I said, that's even worse.
Based on, go to the hotel.
That you bought me food. They only, what was the food? How much?
As a prostitute.
Thank you. I said, what's going on here? He said, why are you offended?
As a lady of the evening or a damsel of the evening.
I said, I can go to my house.
That's crazy. I feel like things like that need to be, guys, like it needs to stop. Because if this was the year.
When I said no, he said, oh, okay, maybe we should go on a holiday. I said, how did we get here? Holiday. He said, yeah, let me take you somewhere, just you and me. I said, so you can put me in a suitcase. I don't know you. My family cannot contact me there. Those people don't speak English.
Right.
You want to take me there and I return in pieces. I said, no. He said, why would you say that? I wouldn't do that to you. I said, I don't know you. I would not think
that. I don't
that
like you. Guys forcing what? To be in a, I said, in not, a private room with me.
Exactly. He was just, like, oh, out there we'll have privacy. I said, no, I don't know you like that. And I'm not gagging for a holiday.
I feel like life would be easier when men start to tell the truth. If you just say, listen, I want to off your pants.
Yeah. I want to be in a casual relationship. Just
go straight to the point.
And I will tell you yes or no.
Exactly. They will know where to put you.
Thank you.
But all this, I want to get to know you.
Let me take you on a trip.
You're the love of my life. And you're so this. I want to marry. You don't even need to
do that. I said that I should go to his mother's house when I go to Nigeria.
To do what?
To go and greet her. I said, are you on crack? What's going on here? I don't even know you. You're telling me to go to your mother's house.
Oh my God.
I said, are you guys okay? He was like, oh, don't you want to get married and have kids? We're all getting older. I think he was 38. And I'm
that's
30.
Already like a scary
and
age.
And I said,
by
why
the
are
way?
You single anyway?
It's 38 years old.
He was like, yeah, let's get married and have kids tomorrow. I said, do you,
do
have
you
a
find
passport?
That guys that are older like that, do you, because sometimes when a man approaches me that old, I do wonder, like, are you okay? Because I'm wondering, like, at what age did you start being serious about someone?
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
That's why the first things I asked him was like, why are you single?
Not that I'm saying that it's wrong to be, you know, any you know, shit happens, like relationship. But I think when a man is pushing 40 and they've never been, like, married. I know one,
and you don't have kids
I know
as well.
One 40-year-old that is like, you need to go and just... They're still in the club. They're still in the club. They're the first in the club. They're first to go out.
No.
They're first to snap.
No, that's
I just
crazy.
Think you need to go and actually sit down and focus on
your life. No, literally.
If you're someone who's even like, you know, maybe you're just a workaholic, I know those types of guys too, which is understandable, but there's just some guys that are like already 40. And they're just everywhere.
No, you need
with
to
the
not
and they're with the youngers.
Younger, yeah, and
they're
they
with
have
the youngers.
No intentions or doing no intention with those people.
It's just giving just, baby.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to grow up.
Literally.
So 38.
But he was like, singing marriage from like the first week of talking.
That's also disturbing.
I said, I'm not desperate.
That's also disturbing.
But I told my brother, I said, is this how you people used to
no
be?
One can.
My brother said, run.
No one can see you and automatically want to get
that's
married.
What he said.
That's
he was
crazy.
Like, you don't have kids, we're getting older. I said, I don't understand. Are you womb watching? I said, I'm okay. I'm good by myself. Thank you very much.
But that, don't you think that's sad though? That we've gotten to a place where...
Because they think that's what women want to hear.
Are comfortable.
When you're above 30, they think that you want to hear, let's get married, let's have kids. Mm. That's a threat to my life, please. I'm not sure I want
bullets.
Kids. Don't be saying stuff like that. I will
don't
run.
Don't come over here with all that talk there.
I will run away.
Because this is the thing. They think, a lot of them think that we are gagging and desperate.
Exactly.
We didn't say that it wouldn't be nice to be in a relationship with someone.
But I'm not like,
but like, no one's gagging for it, wanting it now.
Relax.
Like, can't breathe without it.
Literally.
Be for real.
No.
I don't think, that's what I was trying to say. Like, people in the UK, for one, you need to go and see what our mates are doing in Lagos and all those types of things. Good. They make me cry. Somebody gets
suffering
because they have everything set good.
Literally everything
set good. So
everything.
Yeah,
I mean, what they would call unrealistic here in Lagos, they'd be like, "Come, let me do that for you. I'm gonna do it any day, anytime."
But the only problem with stuff like that though is that those men are for the streets.
No, they are.
So you've got to be happy to be.
Every man in Lagos is married, in case you don't know.
The second all of you and going first.
In December. They're all married.
You're going to Lagos in December. Just know that that baby boy is married.
They're married.
So enjoy your time there. Yeah. Enjoy. And then you carry your bag and you go back to.
Literally. And you have co-girlfriends. It's not just.
That's so scary though.
It is.
Your co-girlfriends. That's so disturbing.
Oh. No.
But it's easy to get hypnotized in Lagos though.
It is.
It's easy to get hypnotized.
Because they know it's for a short time. They can do all and the things spend, in that short time.
I was saying
that you're
on
there.
One podcast, this I went on one and I told them that I think I just got back from Lagos maybe like a year prior to that. And the first guy that I met out there literally gave me a bag of money as my thanks for coming, by the way. That's what they call it there.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it, I said, I don't understand. For what? You came to visit me. You came to.
Yeah.
I was like, they're like what? That.
Sometimes just for being pretty, they'll give you money.
I was just, like, what? It's
very.
And because you took time out to come and see me. Think about it now. If you took. If you took time to come and see some of the guys in London.
They'll even be looking for what they can take from you.
You ask them, oh yeah, come and pick me up.
Problem. I don't have a car. You get the Uber.
You get the Uber yourself. Get the Uber. Do you know you can get the Uber yourself? London, you know, I love you, but you people have to fucking change.
Yeah. Do better.
Do better.
It takes something little.
Just something better. Little.
You start want looking to take after and your take women. And not give.
Start looking after your women. Start loving our women. But true. Yeah, you need to have a lover boy. I think you.
I said no.
I need a lover boy for you.
I don't think.
But not
exists.
Too much.
Not too much because I'll now. Yeah, no.
Because right now I can just see you. You're like this. You're like this. You're like this.
I used to be a lover girl. It did not pay. Could pay.
Could yeah, pay. Good girl, no, they pay. Thank you. It's better to be fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's better to be a bitch.
And I'm nice. You know, I will take it. Small. Mm. And then when I warn you 3 times, you don't listen. Take what you get.
Whatever
anything
you guess.
See, you take it.
Yeah, but doesn't it not scare you thinking that, like, with this attitude,
I'm going to be single forever?
Uh-huh.
I've come to terms with that possibility.
This is what's happening to the girls. Yeah. I don't like it, though.
Why?
I don't want it for us, you know.
I feel like maybe if you meet someone that you like, you won't be like that, though.
Well, you just have, because I feel like that's where I am, where it's like, I don't mind. I don't care.
Yeah.
I got my baby boy. I got a son.
There you go.
And I got my life.
Thank you.
And I'm doing well and I'm thriving.
I told this.
And whether a man enter, they don't enter.
Thank you.
I don't
You're
care.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the way, like, I don't it's encourage people to do that.
Yeah. When I say that to my sisters, they're like, you can't be thinking like that. And I'm not, I get it. But you've not been through what I've been through.
It will come. We pray.
Amen.
We'll come.
Because everyone seems to have found me a husband in the village that we're going to for the wedding. I said, good luck to you guys.
Not a village. Not a village, Jasmine.
I said, good luck to you guys.
Not a village. Can you date somebody from, you know, if it was really nice. No, listen, if it was really, really nice.
No, but
nice.
They're coming from the city to spend Christmas in the village. So they're not village people.
Okay.
They're people that, you know how you live in Lagos and you go to the east for Christmas?
Yeah.
Those are the people they're talking about. So okay. I said, taking my number is not an issue. It's what they're going to say. They're talking rubbish. They're gonna be blocked.
You are too funny.
So, yeah,
I can see why.
I will do my best.
I can see why your friends think that we would match as
really?
Friends. Yeah, you're a good time, a good vibe.
Thank you. So are you.
But I just don't want you to be too. You know,
I'm not. I see.
You have to try.
Okay.
Don't let all the past situations change who you are as a person?
To be fair, I think it's just made me stricter.
Yeah, but don't be too strict because people will run away. People run away from Nigerian girls. I'm not like
if you behave nicely, I will be nice in return.
Oh, good.
But if you now start acting like foolish, it's a bit like...
To be honest, they like men like us mean. Okay, so thank you guys for watching Gracefully Said. Thank you to my amazing guest, Beatrice. It was a pleasure having you.
It was a pleasure meeting you. You're a vibe.
I love this. As a Nigerian babe, I see you. I appreciate you. Oh, you're amazing. Thank you for supporting me.
Always.
Thank you for always showing me love.
Always.
And it's been a long time coming. So I thank you for taking your time to come today. I know you're a busy girl. You got the business. I know you got a business flight to catch.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. So thank you so much again for coming.
It was my pleasure.
And I hope you had a good time.
I did. Amazing. It was lovely talking to you.
Amazing. So yes, don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and any information that you'd like to share about today's episode, share it. I'd love to
in the comments,
read
people.
And talk to you. But yes, thank you again. And we'll see you in the next episode. Ta-ra! Bye.